Nelly Furtado on Light 106.7 on a Thursday. No, tomorrow's Thursday. I think it's Thursday where you live, Joe.
Yes, it is, actually.
It's getting there
it's
anyway.
It's Wednesday night.
Yeah. Joe Avati is in studio. Joe is an Italian-Australian comedian and a legitimate worldwide sensation. Say hi to Murr, Joe.
Hi, Murr. How are you, mate?
Oh, bud, mate. How are you?
Oh, okay.
He's trying to do an Italian accent.
Everyone who tries to do an Australian accent sounds British.
You know? That's true, right?
This is an Australian accent. This is a British one.
Yeah, there you go.
There's
British. Yeah,
it's
British.
Yeah. You know, so, yes, bollocks. It's bollocks.
Bollocks. Mate. Bollocks, yeah. Mate. So Joe is Joe's in the middle of what he calls a media week. He's on tour, on a worldwide tour, and he's making the media rounds this week, and he's in Montreal, so he came by. Montreal loves you, Joe. They always have, and yeah. And they still do. Is it here that you set the record for selling tickets, the 6,400 tickets sold?
No, that was in Toronto. But,
oh, was it?
But Montreal holds my, like I've done 107 shows. So by the time I come back in next month, it'll be 109 shows in Montreal since 2001. Yeah.
And right now you're doing you told me you're playing everywhere in the world at this point.
Yes, 142 date world tour. So right now I'm obviously to the North American leg, and then we go over to Europe, do England, Ireland, Scotland, Belgium, down to South Africa, back to Australia.
You're almost 30 years in the stand-up comedy business.
Yes.
Now. When you started and when I first met you, you were doing the Nonno and Nona thing. Your experience as the son of Italian immigrants to Australia.
Yep.
And by the way, it's my understanding that in your parents' generation, when you got to the port, they said, where do you want to go, Canada or Australia?
Yeah, and there were some people in line to go to Australia and swapped and vice versa.
Really?
Or even to America, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'd see somebody that they knew and said, oh, you know, I'll get on with that person a little bit better, and they would swap. You know?
So your experiences and your material was drawn from your experiences growing up in an Italian family as the son of parents who had come from Italy. And I was going to ask you, I was thinking to myself, what am I going to ask him? And I thought, I'm going to ask him how he has remained relevant after nearly 30 years. And the answer is in the title of your tour, When I Was Your Age.
Yeah.
Now you're talking to a new audience.
I'm talking to a new audience. People are bringing their kids. So this is what's interesting is that the people that were kids when I first started are now coming because they're working and they've got their own money and they remember me. The people who were young, who were in their 20s when I first started, now have got their teenage kids. And so they're bringing their kids to show them along. They say, this is what it was like. So, you know, I've been telling you what mum and dad went through. This guy is on stage telling you exactly what it was like. And because the kids have got to know. I mean, like, you know, when we're these kids have got all these, you know, these apps, and they've got that Shazam, you know, that's I love that one, that, you know, where they put up the app to the phone and tells them the name of the song.
Right.
Of course, we never had that. The only way, you know, obviously, you know, because you're in this business, the only way we'd know a song is if the DJ back announced the song. So of course we never, if the DJ didn't announce the song, people from our generation, the only way we knew a song is, or buy a song, is if we had to remember the tune, the next day go to the record shop and sing the song to the guy behind the counter, you remember? And we had the guy that was in our local record shop, he knew the song, but he'd make you sing the second verse, right? Just to get it out, right?
Put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Is your material now less Italian-themed, or do you have to find a balance between catering to your old audience, who they want that stuff. They want the Nonno and Nona stuff.
Yep.
But the new audience, it might not be as relatable to them.
No, so it is. It's a balance. You're exactly right. Where I have to still kind of – well, look, a lot of the things that I talk about anyway, about the way we grew up, the things that we had to go through, relate to the Italians. Even if it's not exactly specifically in Italian or about Italians, everyone relate because of that generation thing. So they really get that, right? So and it's also the way – so, for example, I talk about how the grandparents have changed. So our dad, you know, and I talk about how strict my dad was with me. Well, I wasn't allowed to step one foot out of place. And now with my son, he tells him he loves him, that he's proud of him, that he misses him.
He tells him everything you never heard.
The only time he ever said, I miss you, is when he went to whack me and I ducked, right? That's pretty much the only time he ever said, I miss you. McDonald's, here's another one. We were never, if I saw the Golden Arches, I would, and I said, Dad, I want a Big Mac. you know, he'd be like, I'll give you a bigger smack, not a bigger Mac, right? That's the way he thought, yeah. Right? My son, we're driving along, sees the Archers. Oh, he starts, you know, carrying on. We move away. We turn down the street, moving away from the Golden Archers. He starts crying. My dad's like, what's wrong? What's wrong with the kid? Don't worry about it, Daddy. He wanted McDonald's. I take him. No worries. I bring him. No worries. You know? So, like, he's this guy, and I'm looking at him going, where were you when I wanted a Big Mac? Where was this guy? Didn't exist. And now he does. And it's not just Italian grandfathers that are like that. There's a lot of grandparents that are like
that.
Well,
my mother describes grandparenting as all of the joy with none of the responsibility.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I blame the grandparents while these kids are spoiled because they give our kids things that they never gave us, little things like love and affection. You know?
Joe Avati is our guest in studio. Joe, when are your Montreal shows?
21st and 22nd of July. 21st in Laval, 22nd in Montreal at the Rialto Theatre.
Okay. That's it? Just two?
Just two.
You're coming all the way here for two shows?
Well, they're big. They're like, you know, 1,000 each. People each show. So.
Yeah. Well, you have a huge audience here. Montreal has been in love with you for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Is there something special about your relationship with Montreal audiences? Do you get the same love when you go to Toronto, for example? Because I know there's a huge Italian community there as well.
Yeah, I do. But because I did the LDV, Leonardo da Vinci Center, for I think out of all those 107 shows, I think 92 of them were there, and that's a 540-seat venue. The intimacy of performing to 500, I know it seems a lot, but you know, when you're doing 2,000 or 3,000 seaters, 540 is intimate. So we created a rapport, that intimacy. You know, and I would stay here as well for 3 or 4 weeks, and I would party in Montreal. I would see a lot of the people that would come to the shows and the restaurants and so. So it kind of like, it wasn't like I came in and left and did a 10,000 seater arena. I came and stayed and you know, and really absorbed myself into Montreal. So, you know, I have, it has a special place in my heart.
Do you have a favorite restaurant here? And if so, is it still around?
No, I used to love Buonanotte back in the day.
Clubs. You didn't go there for the food. You went there for the girls. Who do you think you're talking to here?
Maybe my wife's listening to this. It was the
food. Was she your wife back then?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, then you were allowed to go for the girls.
Yeah,
Joe, thank you so much for coming in today. It's great to see you, and I'll make sure that this gets up on all of our social media platforms.
Thank you.
And I would love to come to the show and practice my rusty Italian. But you don't have to be Italian to come to the show, right?
I've got a lot of fans here who are Greek and Lebanese.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think a lot of those immigrant communities probably relate to the experiences. Even though it's a different ethnic group, it's kind of the same thing.
Exactly,
you know?
The same thing, mate. Yeah. And I just want to say thank you for your support, mate, because I've been coming here for 21 years and, you know, I've got you on a clip, you know, supporting me back then. So it's been a great relationship. We've had 20 plus years of, you know, of friendship, and I thank you very much.
Well, I wish Terry was here, too.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Next time.
Next time.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir.